Agatha Raisin by M.C. Beaton, dramatized for radio by David Semple, and starring Penelope Keith as Agatha. Episode 4, The Green-Eyed Monster.
Morning, Agatha.
Oh, hello.
Well, yeah, there's one thing sets me up for the day. It's the three B's. A bracing walk under blue skies followed by a big bowl of bran flakes.
Really? I prefer the three C's. Coffee, croissant and a cigarette.
Right, well, open the window then, shall I?
Well, if a seagull makes a dive towards your bran flakes, don't come running to me.
Agatha, there is no such thing as a seagull. There are individual birds, such as the kittiwake, which are commonly called gulls, but the actual term seagull is itself meaningless.
Do you seriously think that I give a toss?
Well, if you use that term in front of an ornithologist, he might think you were some sort of idiot.
That is a risk I am prepared to take.
And I notice you've helped yourself to my freshly laundered toweling robe.
Oh, I hope you don't feel violated.
No, but at the end of your stay, I shall send a bill for laundry and incidentals.
It's so nice to feel welcome.
Right. I think it's time for murder.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
3 days ago, a young woman called Ella Payne was stabbed through the heart at a hotel disco.
Young woman? The only thing young about her were her dentures and her hair dye.
Compassionate as ever, Agatha. I'm amazed they didn't ask you to write her obituary. Anyway, she leaves behind her husband, Sam, apparently of independent means.
A rather nice salt-of-the-earth Yorkshireman, hand-carved in God's own county.
Also in the hotel disco were George and Olivia Debenham. He's a high-class solicitor. Not quite sure why they became friends with Sam and Ella.
Well, British people do that on holiday. They gather around the hotel pool and exchange copies of the Daily Mail and PG Tips tea bags.
Yes. Do you think we could find out a bit more about their backgrounds?
No. We could try getting in touch with Bill Wong.
You have his phone number?
No. Oh, perhaps he's on the internet.
Oh, he's bound to be. Probably got his own website, billwong.com, crime prevention and herbal medicine.
Phone Mrs. Bloxby. She probably knows it.
Fine, you do that.
One other thing that's bothering me.
Yeah?
How did the killer get rid of the murder weapon?
Well, you may not have noticed, but we are actually entirely surrounded by water, and the Mediterranean is awfully deep.
There was a fire at the disco, presumably caused by the killer as a distraction, and then we all got ushered out into a courtyard. No one was allowed to leave. And then the police sent us to our rooms until they were ready to question us.
Where presumably the killer hid the blade, or whatever it was, under the bed.
James, the police searched our rooms and took away every sharp object, presumably for DNA testing.
Mm.
They even took away some plastic chopsticks I'd had with the takeaway.
Oh, so glad you're trying all the authentic local cuisine. Well, where did our weapon go? Perhaps the killer has a secret career as a sword swallower.
Don't be facetious.
Hmm. Well, you'll have to admit, we don't have a great deal to go on.
Well, let's go to the hotel and get some more.
Agatha, I have not yet shaved, and I still have 2/3 of my bran flakes.
Well, you can get some more at the hotel. Just don't let them put any garlic on it.
I get you anything else to drink, sir, madame?
Oh, if I could have some more tea. But this time, if you could see that the tea bag goes in first and then the boiling water, it makes so much more sense than just bringing me all the ingredients separately.
Would you like me to get the manager?
Oh, no. Just do your best.
Thank you.
James, there's really no point. It's like trying to teach road safety to a hedgehog.
Well, not much in the papers about this murder. Usual stuff of a loving wife, devoted husband. Is Corsica still safe for British holidaymakers? Should we pull out of Europe?
Give it time. They're sure to find some skeletons in the cupboards.
Yes. This really used to be a 5-star hotel.
Apparently, in the far-off mists of time.
Oh, 5 stars, my word. Of course, when a star collapses, it becomes a black hole. So, perhaps that should be a new form of rating for the most appalling hotels in the world. 1 black hole, 2 black holes, 5 black holes.
I blame the Brits myself, sitting there in their knee-length shorts, white ankle socks and sandals. It's enough to put anyone off their brioche.
Well, that's one thing we still do very well, ruining other people's countries.
Oh, look, that's them.
What? Who were?
George and Olivia. They're the ones canoodling on the sun lounger. She's kicking him like a limpet. Go and have a word.
I guess, sir, I don't think it's your job to give me orders.
Do you want to get off this island?
More than anything else in the world.
Well, go and talk to them.
What about?
I don't know. how hard it is to get a decent cup of tea round here.
Where are you going?
I'm going to have a word with Sam, but I don't want them to see me. They know me.
Oh, right.
Your tea, sir.
Oh, well done. Tea bag in the cup, water well above room temperature.
Thank you, sir.
I'm just going to take it from this table over here to that table over there.
When are you going to get rid of that moustache?
Get rid of it? I thought it made me look rather dashing.
It makes you look like a Bond villain.
Oh, really? Mm. Well, play your cards right. I might tell you my plans for world domination.
Hello.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, you look as if you're having a great deal of fun.
Well, we were.
Do you mind if I join in?
What?
I mean, do you mind if I join you?
Fine. Be my guest.
I was sitting over there by the shallow end, but several small children started splashing my Daily Mail.
Oh, have you got a mail? Can I borrow it?
Oh, I'll leave it for you. I'm almost done.
Thanks. Hang on. I'm sure I've seen your face somewhere before.
Ah, well, I have had it an awfully long time.
No, I'm sure. I never forget a face.
Ah, well, you might just have seen it on the dust jacket of my book.
Of course, I knew you were someone famous. Would you have written anything I've read?
Well, you might have read my book on the Peninsular War, The Iberian Experiment, Death in the Ranks from 1808 to 1814.
No, I don't think I have, actually. Have you, darling?
No.
It's a wonderful hotel, this.
Do you think so? Some people are more easily pleased than others.
Indeed, I mean, the mock Byzantine facade of this swimming pool is really something to behold.
A pity the walls are paper thin and everything leaks.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yes. A few days ago, our room was totally flooded. Oh. The chap above us had fallen asleep in his bath.
Well, I hope they gave you an upgrade.
Oh, no. But I can assure you the matter will be reflected in our bill.
Well, of course, I mean, it can't do much for their reputation having a murder here.
Murder?
Oh yes, even here, on page 27 of the Daily Mail. Well, you must have heard of it.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I was dreaming.
Did you know the murdered lady?
Only as well as we know you.
Oh, she seemed like a very nice woman, and such a terrible waste.
Mm. I can't help wondering about that husband of hers. Yeah. Terrible temper he had.
Oh, really? Well, according to the Mail, friends describe him as a perfect husband, devoted, loyal and caring.
Yes, that's exactly how he comes across at first. But still waters run deep.
Hold on. Just come in.
Oh, Mrs. Reardon. Oh, thanks for coming to see me.
Sam, it's Agatha, please.
Come in.
Thank you. How are you keeping?
Oh, you know, still in a bit of a haze.
I can imagine.
When you've lived with someone for 35 years, you can't quite believe they're gone. I just took my jacket off and I could hear Ella's voice telling me, hang it up properly, don't just stick it on the chair.
It takes an awfully long time to adjust.
I know. Oh, have a seat. Here, you can sit on the bed.
Right. Sam, I do hope I'm not invading your privacy.
Oh, don't be daft. I'm just glad that someone can still look me in the eye.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid that's par for the course with an unsolved murder. Tongues will wag.
Well, poor Ella. I just wouldn't want to go the way she went.
Sam, I'm so sorry.
Right, all right. It seems to hit me the worst at this time in the evening.
Yes.
Can I ask you a favour?
Of course, anything.
You wouldn't fancy a game of Scrabble with me?
Scrabble?
Me and Ella always used to play about 10 o'clock, just before bedtime.
Well, I'm not terribly good.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I just want to take my mind away from dark thoughts.
Of course I'll play.
Oh, thanks.
I really should phone my friend, though, and say I'm running a bit late.
Well, that's all right. You can use the phone by the bed.
Thanks.
You have reached the voicemail of James Lacey. Please leave a message.
James, I'm with Sam at the moment. Not quite sure when I'll be back, but don't worry. And, I'll see you when I see you.
Come and sit over here.
Don't you want the board a bit closer?
No, you're all right. I'm actually long-sighted.
I'm not sure if I can remember how to play.
There's not much to it. Just take seven letters.
One, five, six, 7. Well, don't expect any 7-letter words. I'll probably play a lot of cat and dog and the.
Oh, my Ella was a wonderful one for words.
Had a good vocabulary, did she?
No, she just made them up. I remember once she tried to play the word hencroach.
Encroach?
No, hencroach. She insisted it was a female cockroach. Oh, and she swore blind that the Christmas holidays could sometimes be referred to as the wintering period.
Oh, I think she deserved marks for nerve.
All right.
I've got a word.
Have you?
Yes, learner. L-E-A-R-N-E-R.
Hey, that's not bad. You've got an L on the double letter, E on a double word. That's 16 points. And a 50-point bonus.
Well, hey, not bad for a beginner.
No. You know, if you want to spend the night here, you're more than welcome.
Oh, well...
This is a suite, you see. There's an extra bed next door.
Really?
Yes, me and Ella had separate beds on account of my little problem.
Problem?
Snoring. I'm afraid I snore like a braying donkey.
Oh, I see.
I've tried everything. Homeopathy, eucalyptus on the pillow.
And, how did you feel when Ella shared her bed with other men?
Who told you about that?
No one told me. Just female intuition.
Oh, all right. So as long as he never told you. Too much of a gentleman.
George?
That's right. I couldn't bear the thought of him bragging about it.
No, he never mentioned it. But I did notice a certain chemistry when I saw them together at the disco.
Yeah, I think it all started the day before that. We were on the beach and I was chatting with Olivia. And I noticed George and Ella were gone for just a bit longer than they should have.
Yes, but that doesn't prove anything.
Oh, you can tell. When it happens a lot, you can tell. I think they went into the woods. I found quite a few pine needles in the carpet that night.
Sam, you do seem very calm about all this.
Well, there's no point getting upset about human nature. Ella was beautiful, and she was full of joy. Sometimes she just wanted to share that joy with other people.
Yes, but how did that make you feel?
I was all right about it. In some ways, it made me feel special.
Special? How do you mean?
Well, the thing is, no matter what she did, she'd always come back to me.
What? Who's there?
James, it's only me.
So you've not been murdered, then?
No, but thank you so much for your concern.
What? What time is it?
Well, judging by the sound of the bats, I'd say it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock? How did you get back here?
I took a taxi round the mountain. It would have been cheaper to actually buy the mountain.
Well, it is turning into a very expensive trip. I do hope you've enough for your half of the bill.
Yes, James. And when we get back to England, I will owe you nothing.
What on earth are you up to now?
I'm going to make a strong black coffee.
Oh, great. So that you can stay awake all night. Good idea.
I'm not going to drink it. I'm just going to wrap my hands round it. Ugh. I need a little bit of warmth from somewhere.
I was actually rather worried about you.
Really? Well, that would explain why you were curled up asleep on the sofa.
I said I was worried. I didn't say I was distraught.
No, I can't imagine anything upsetting your well-ordered world. And when this mess is cleared up, hopefully I won't be part of it anymore.
Oh, well, roll on that glorious day, then.
Fine. So, solve any interesting Sudokus while I've been gone?
No. As a matter of fact, I've been for a meal with George and Olivia.
A meal? I said you should talk to them, not start a ménage à trois.
They're actually rather charming. Olivia records talking books for the blind, you know. She's just made a 24-hour recording of Moby Dick. And she's promised to have a look at my Napoleonic Wars manuscript.
That'll make Moby Dick seem like a fish finger. Still, even if they're blind, they can still find the off switch.
Anyway, they're obviously very much in love. There was a great deal of kissing and canoodling throughout the evening.
Goodness, that must have been embarrassing for you. Of course, you know that was all a front.
What do you mean?
Oh, come off it, James. You've seen disgraced politicians molesting their wives in front of 5-bar gates. They're putting on a very public display of affection to paper over the crack.
Agatha, why do you always have to believe the worst in people? You seem obsessed with digging up dirt, spreading gossip and innuendo, dragging everything down to the lowest common denominator. And are you actually going to make that coffee?
I have it on very good authority that George was having an affair with Ella.
Oh, really? Says who?
Sam told me.
Oh, he did he? Is that what you were discussing?
Amongst other things. Anyway, I don't think it's any of your business.
Agatha, I mean, how do you think it looks to the police? He's just lost his wife, and then you waltz off with him until the small hours.
Well, nothing happened. We just sat up playing Scrabble.
Oh, really? And how many points do you get for floozy on a triple word score?
James! Are you jealous?
I'm just concerned you may be compromising your own investigation.
Typical. You say you want nothing to do with me, but as soon as you think I've been with someone else, you suddenly go all green-eyed.
That is not the case. I'd just prefer it if you didn't dangle your daily dalliances in front of my face.
And there was me saying you were like Halley's Comet, only feeling emotion every 76 years.
I've been thinking about that, and I've decided Halley's Comet is not a very good metaphor for emotion, as it's composed largely of ice.
In your case, that is extremely appropriate.
I'm off to bed.
Fine. I'm going to stay up and watch some television.
But you'll be rather annoyed to find that everything's in French. Very inconsiderate of them, I know. They do have a couple of English programmes, but they dub them.
I don't care. I just want something to take my mind off. Well, take my mind off everything, really. Well,
don't have it too loud, please. I quite like a bit of shut-eye.
Don't worry. I won't disturb your sweet dreams of the day before you met me.
Ça se pose un problème.
EastEnders.
Lord, who would have thought the Mitchell brothers were bilingual? I laugh.
Yes, I still do occasionally.
Good Lord. I thought that was one of those sounds we wouldn't hear again, like the song of a nightingale or the UK theme on Radio 4.
James.
Yes?
I know I've messed everything up. But why did we actually think we were right for each other in the first place?
I don't know, really. It was just a certain spark.
Sometimes several thousand volts. The thing is, we seem to argue constantly. We've got nothing in common, except a strange tendency to stumble over dead bodies.
Yes, well, water under the bridge now. No point crying over...
You have email.
What was that?
Oh, that was my computer. What, think I had a woman hiding under the bed? Oh, look, it's from Bill Wong.
But it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Only 2 o'clock over there. He'll be just about turning in.
What does he want?
Background checks on our three main suspects. Sam Payne, formerly a hill farmer in North Yorkshire, moved to Leeds and became a care assistant. No criminal record. Olivia Debenham, formerly a district nurse.
A nurse?
Yes, that's right.
So she would know exactly how to kill someone with a single stab wound.
Agatha, I know the NHS isn't what it was, but they're not all multiple murderers.
But you've got to admit, it is interesting.
Well, I'm sure hill farmers are a fairly dangerous bunch. I mean, if they can wrestle with 200 terrifying sheep...
I just wish I knew how she got rid of her weapon.
Well, perhaps she cunningly put someone's arm in a sling and hid it in the bandages.
James. A few days ago, when George and Olivia were out together, they hardly made eye contact. Now his tongue is so far down her throat, she'll have to call a dino rod.
Thank you so much for that image.
Well, it wouldn't do any harm just to have a quiet word with Olivia.
Yes, it would. If you're wrong, you could end up looking a complete idiot, and if you're right, you could end up at the bottom of a cliff.
Somehow or other, I'm going to make her confess.
And how are you going to do that, then? Shine a bright light in her eyes, or are you going for the old thumb screws?
Usual method. I shall scare her with a mixture of innuendo and barefaced lies.
Oh, well, stick to what you're good at.
I get the feeling I'm on my own with this one.
Agatha, much as I feel I owe you nothing, I would feel a certain twinge of guilt if I should have to find your body on the beach. So, as always, I shall be 20 paces behind you, like the Duke of Edinburgh, listening in on my mobile phone.
Well, it's wonderful weather out.
I know that. I can see it in front of me.
Fancy a stroll down the beach with me?
Not particularly.
Darling, what exactly is it?
What's what?
Well, you've started flirting like a teenager with me in public, and then you tear me to pieces in private.
Do I? And the penny hasn't dropped yet?
Obviously not.
You don't think it might be to do with your affair with Ella? And the one before that? And the one before that?
Well, affair seems to be overstating it. It was just a bit of fun. And the poor woman's dead now, so why are you so angry?
I am angry because we can't get off this wretched island. You're a solicitor. Can't you get them to move things along?
I'm also a potential suspect. If I try and interfere, it doesn't look good. We just have to leave it to the police, and the sooner they find whatever maniac did it, the better.
Fine. So we get to stew in our juices for God knows how long. Why did we have to holiday on an island?
I think you'll find every landmass on Earth is surrounded by water. Unless you think we should holiday on another planet.
That does it.
I'm going for a walk.
I thought you said you didn't want one.
No, I said I didn't want to walk with you. Mrs. Raisin.
Hello, Olivia.
You've been listening at my door?
No, I seem to have mislaid a contact lens.
I didn't know you wore them.
Yes, it's vanity, I'm afraid.
Right.
Oh, well, no sign of them. That's another expensive trip to the opticians, if we ever get out of here.
Yes.
Look, there's a little balcony just round the corner overlooking the bay. Have you got time for a chat?
Yes, why ever not?
Ah, the chairs are a bit wet. I think it must have rained in the night.
It's not too bad. It's a little damp.
Well, you don't want to ruin your cardigan.
That's all right, it's just an old thing.
Oh, funny. I could have sworn you were still making it when we first met. I seem to remember you always carried a bag of knitting round with you.
That was a different cardigan.
Oh, yes. I wish I had the talent. I could never get the knack. Knit one, purl one, cast off.
Say, Mrs. Raisin, what is your talent?
Oh, I see myself as a people person. I often find complete strangers opening up to me, almost as if they're in the psychiatrist's chair.
Well, you should charge the professional rate. You'd be made for life.
Ella told me a great deal. Mostly about how fond she was of your husband and how he was getting extremely close to her.
Yes, the woman did have a capacity for fantasy.
Oh, it's not fantasy. I saw them dancing at the hotel disco. You couldn't get a cigarette paper between them. And when they disappeared for a round of drinks, you just happened to follow. And you saw them in the cloakroom having a furtive fumble. Oh, it wouldn't have mattered too much. Only it was the latest in a long line of flings, and when your husband goes off with a trollop like that, it doesn't exactly reflect well on you.
Mrs. Raisin, I can see you're becoming quite feverish. It must be hard for you breaking up with that man you've been chasing all over the island. But just because you're frustrated, there's no need to invent lies about my husband.
Oh, it's a lie, is it? A lie that you sent George away, then began to give Ella a piece of your mind. Only she just wouldn't be told. She stood up to you, told you exactly why your husband had started to stray.
Mrs. Raisin, I can remember the night in question, and I was out of your sight for barely a minute.
Oh, it was a bit longer than that. Just long enough to take a knitting needle out of your handbag and give Ella the fatal wound. I would have thought it was impossible with a knitting needle, but you were clearly on fire that night.
Oh, yes, the fire. Was that my doing as well?
Yes. A bottle of vodka makes a very fine Molotov cocktail. Then you nip back, you join us, just before the fire really takes hold.
Well, it's nice to know what's going on in your head while you're sitting alone by the swimming pool. And I thought you were just drooling over the lifeguard. But there's one slight flaw in your story. The police never found a murder weapon, which makes me think that the killer got away, headed for the hills, before the fire was even discovered.
I thought that too, but then I remembered. The day before it all took place, your room was flooded. Probably peeled off some of the wallpaper, dislodged a few ceiling tiles. Either way, it would have given you quite a few hidey holes when the police searched our rooms.
And is this weapon still in my room?
No, it's at the bottom of the deep blue sea. But I'm sure it's left a little trace, and the police would be very keen to investigate.
What is it that you want, Mrs. Raisin? Is it money you're after? Because my husband has very deep pockets, and he owes me more than a few favours. He took me on this holiday to say sorry for his affairs. But he was back to his old ways the moment the plane landed.
I understand how you feel.
Oh, no, you don't. You were lucky enough to be born ugly. You don't have to worry about your looks fading. You don't know what it's like to be a dutiful wife, to give up your career, give up everything. Well, he got to play golf and play around. I got to be the trophy, stuck at home. But I didn't mind, because I thought that one day he'd be grateful. But he wasn't capable of gratitude, any more than he was capable of keeping his flies done up.
But you didn't have to kill for it.
When I killed Ella, I was killing every woman who's ever lured a man away from his wife. I used to forgive and forget. And when I was younger, I just thought of it as George sowing his wild oats. And then I thought of it as George trying to hold on to his rapidly receding youth. And then I stopped looking for excuses. I thought I'd married a prince, but he turned out to be a snivelling, Disgusting toad!
Olivia, I'm sorry for everything you've been through. And the court will have some sympathy. It's what the French call a crime of passion. Only you've got to tell the truth. You've got to save Sam, the agony of not knowing.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Your little moment of girl's own glory. Brave Agatha of the Upper Six solves the mystery when police were baffled. But I'm not going to give you the satisfaction. I'm not going through any more public humiliation!
Olivia, no!
Agatha!
She jumped off the balcony.
Did she land in one piece?
Yes, we've got to get after her.
Well, the garden's all fenced off. Where's she going to go?
I have a horrible feeling she's heading straight for the sea.
Well, looks like she's still in one piece.
Yes.
And I hope for your sake she's well enough to stand trial.
Well, it didn't look good when they put her in the air ambulance. She was about as blue as the Mediterranean.
What do you think she was trying to do?
What do you mean?
I mean, was she trying to commit suicide?
She was just trying to get away, which is what you do when you've tried everything else.
Yes, well, we're only 20 miles from Sardinia. Who knows? She might have made it if she didn't freeze to death in the process.
Yes. It's not that warm out here, either. I need to go and get a cardigan.
More than that, you need a new hobby. One that doesn't involve putting people's lives in danger. May I suggest sticking seashells onto jam jars?
Look, will you please stop scolding me? I'm going to get enough of that from the police later.
Fine. Well, then you can be told off in two different languages.
James.
Yes?
I know you're keen to get back to the Daily Telegraph, but I did come all this way in the hope of getting a few answers.
Agatha, we have talked and talked until we're blue in the face.
I still need to know, James. Is this the end of the road, or is there something more for us round the corner?
Agatha, for the past 3 weeks, I've been trying very hard to forget about our wedding day, and it's a somewhat unfortunate ending.
You and me both.
But now I've decided. I'm rather grateful to Jimmy Raisin.
What do you mean by that?
Well, thanks to him, I had to endure a few months of misery. Whereas if the wedding had gone ahead, I might have faced a lifetime.
Thank you, James. That's that cleared up.
Where are you going?
Frankly, I neither know nor care. Ibiza, Mallorca, Kathmandu, anywhere in the world where I won't meet you.
In Agatha Raisin, Penelope Keith starred as Agatha, and Malcolm Sinclair was James. Olivia was played by Caroline Harker, Sam by George Layton, and George by Spencer Banks. Agatha Raisin was dramatised by David Semple from the novel by M.C. Beaton, and the producer was Carol Smith.